Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday, and we're in July. How about that, people? It is the sunniest month of the year, and quite fittingly, Tiffany Irving is here, the sunniest personality of them all. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Did you know where I was going with that or no?
I did not, so that's why I'm giggling.
We get 300 hours of sunlight on average in July in Chicago. In January, we get 135 on average. So we are like 2.5 times more sunlight. I mean, part of that's because it's a longer day, but you know those Januaries. I'm just saying we've earned July, Tiffany.
We have earned July. It's really, really nice to come to work when it's light out and to go home when it's light out.
Yes, right? That's how our show is. You know, we're 6 to 7 p.m. for a vast majority of the year. It's setting behind us, and then we go home in Iridian, and it's already dark. Anyways, enough about that. That's not why we brought you here. July is also the start of the second half of the year. This is a quick aside, by the way, Tiffany. There were so many people on June 1st saying that the year was half over and they couldn't believe it. And I wanted to be like, the reason you can't believe it is because it's not.
Not quite there.
I think I actually said that on air, and I got some text saying that I was being too mean about it. We're going to pivot. I'm out of control here. All right, July. We're going to review our 2025 so far. Is now a good time to do that?
Now is a perfect time to do those mid-year financial checkups. I know we're headed into the holiday, so maybe you want to wait until after the holiday. But it's a perfect time to just take a step back and look at what you set at the beginning of the year and how we're doing so far year to date.
I assume then that means we had to have set something at the beginning of the year.
Yes, but if you haven't, that's okay.
Okay.
Let's do that now. If we didn't do it in January or February, let's go ahead and start that now.
Good. I don't want people to tune out and go, well, I didn't come up with anything in January, so never mind. Okay. I mean, what are we looking at? Should we be going through maybe our credit card statements from the first 6 months? If we don't do that regularly, is this a good day to like look at what we're actually spending money on, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different aspects we would want to take a look at. But I always start out by first revisiting what those goals were you set. And as we said, if you haven't set them yet, not too late. But let's step back, take a look at the big picture and reset if we need to. So, you know, were you saving more for retirement this year, or, you know, planning to buy a home? Are you traveling more? Are you working on paying down debt? So we just want to look at, am I still on track? Has anything changed? Has there been a job change or something with family dynamics, a birth, a death, you know, anything like that would have caused some disruption to your plan? Is there anything we need to adjust?
Is this conversation like pie in the sky, or like, should I be printing out sheets of paper and or bringing the laptop to the kitchen table with a spreadsheet and like diligently going through stuff?
Yeah, I think it's very intentional. So I do say I would set aside some time, a quiet hour or maybe two, depending on how much you need to get through. But I do think it's very intentional. You want to sit down and really take a look at, you know, what you outlined in the beginning, what steps you've taken, if you set up automations, things like that. How are they working for you? Is it getting you where you need to be or on track for sort of those year-end goals? Because now is a perfect time to pivot. We want to be flexible. Things happen. So what do we need to do differently before the end of the year? And that's going to also affect, obviously, we'll talk a little bit more, I know, about this, but, you know, whether that's retirement planning, whether that's tax planning, there's a couple different things to take a look at here.
Yeah. I feel like some people go, well, let me look at what's in my 401k. Okay, that looks good. We're all set. Or like, what's my checking account balance? All right, pretty good. I mean, that's at least a start, right? I mean, that's okay, but that doesn't look under the hood. The stock market might be okay because or your 401k might be okay because we're at all-time highs, right?
Exactly.
That doesn't show you what's under the hood.
Yeah, so let's just start, I guess, with talking about cash flow when you say look under the hood, because I think that's perfect. So not just about, you know, what expenses maybe you cut for this year, but actually understanding your cash flow, I think, is really critically important.
What do you
important.
Mean by that, my cash flow?
So, you know, do you know what your monthly burn rate is?
What's a burn rate?
What's a burn rate? How much you're spending? How much is going out? How much you're burning? Hopefully in a good way.
That's a great question. Do I actually know how much I spend every month? I would say I have an idea. But I bet people short it a little bit sometimes.
I think we do. And, you know, I think we've talked about it on your show in the past when we're looking at income and expenses and budgeting. And we've looked at that 50-30-20 rule. So just a reminder, spending 50% on needs, 30% on wants, 20% towards savings. You know, is that really happening? So to your point, is it pen and paper? Everyone uses different apps, or I tend to use Quicken. Some people use Excel spreadsheets. What are you using to look at kind of those monthly budgets and take a look where you are? I think a big one is, I just went through this, so it's top of mind for my husband and I, is we went through subscriptions. So I track them and Quicken, and I was like, what's this $2.99? What's this $4.99? What's this $3.99? Like, I'm asking him all these questions. It adds up, right? So you've got all the TV streaming and the music and the news, the podcast, everything you're like doing, and they just kind of hit every now and then. So then I started tracking, okay, labeling everything subscription so I could categorize correctly. And then I looked at, all right, how much are we spending monthly? And I was like, there's $120 this month on subscriptions. Times that by 12. I mean, it's not a ton of money, but that adds up over time.
And it's just more the point of knowing what it is.
Knowing what it is and how many we don't even use anymore. So
the
It's the principle of the matter. So we went back and we're like, we're not even using these. And we didn't even realize, because they were such small amounts, that they were there. So just kind of going through those items from time to time, I think, are very helpful. I mean, even if it's only saving you a couple $100 a year, what is that? That's a hotel room for a night or something.
For me, I feel like the budgeting of what I spend, like what goes out, I could tell you what we spend on food. I could tell you the subscriptions, because I've kind of a hawk with those sorts of things. But I will say, every time we have like a big thing we either need to fix or a little project we've tackled, I go, well, that's an extra, right? That doesn't happen all that often. And I bet if I looked every month, there's one of those every single month.
There's always something that comes up. So that's another part of, to your point, of the cash flows. So you set aside at the beginning of the year, or you have a separate account for your emergency reserves. Did you tap into that the first 6 months of the year? Did you need to use any of that? So do we need to talk now about replenishing some of those funds so that if something happens the second half of the year, we're not dipping into credit cards or something else to cover those expenses? So that's, I guess, another piece to look at. If you think, you know, the income and expenses and everything looks great, but you're seeing that your checking account balance is getting high or higher over the last 2 to 3 months.
That's a good problem to have.
That's a good problem to have, but you don't want to earn nothing.
That's a good point.
Let's start moving some of those funds away from checking, even if it's into a high yield savings account or something else.
T-bills or something. If you still want it accessible enough, I love the T-bill, the 13 week. I feel like that's like a good little revolving. This is not advice. This is just what I do, people. But like a little bit into a T-bill, and I buy every week a little bit here or there. And then no matter what, you can pull them down and you're going to get everything you need in the next 4 months or 3 months, 13 weeks. Okay. That's a little bit of the cash flow. Do you want to save retirement for the next episode? Contributions?
Sure.
All right. Let's do that. Tiffany Irving's not going anywhere. We got her all July. She's stuck in the studio all 31 days.
You guys are stuck with me for the whole month.
She is in the studio. I'm sorry. You don't get to see your friends or family. That's a real trouble. 877-MESIRO, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.